Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
What can you do to help break down protein in your body? Is this a naturally occurring substance? How much of it do we need with all the different diets out there? Atkins and all these ones that promote protein only. Is that really the best way to get in shape, lose weight, build muscle, whatever you're trying to do? My guest is Jim White. He's registered dietitian and the owner of Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios. Jim, so proteins. You know, we've heard about all these different diets. Give us the lowdown on the different types of protein: whey, soy, casein. We see that in everything. Protein powders. It's very dizzying and confusing.
Absolutely. This is a hot topic. But let's step back and look at, after age 35, we lose about 5% muscle mass every 10 years if we're not doing anything. So number one, hit the weights. You know, this is very important to increase muscle mass. But then we need the protein. Of course, you know, if you look at the definition, you know, helps grow nails, build, repair tissues, helps with enzymes and hormones. But what most people want to hear is it helps build muscles, and that's what it does. There's so many benefits of protein, increasing satiety and helping with weight loss. But what is too enough? And what we've been finding that the average American actually doesn't get as much protein that's recommended. So we do need protein, especially for those working muscles. What's recommended is around 10 to 35% of our daily intake. And the average person at about 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. Now, a lot of the athletes listening, it's right around the 1.2 to 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight. So for an average person, it's about 150 pounds. It's about 80 to 116 grams a day. So it's vitally important that we get this protein in.
Okay, now how do we get this protein in?
Well, number one, as a registered dietitian practicing for over 15 years, real food. Best is just real food. It's cheaper. It's more natural form. So just think, in one egg, 6 grams of protein. Egg is the highest biological value protein on the market. Milk, one glass of milk, 8 grams. One cup of yogurt, 12 grams. Chicken, around 3 ounces, is around 27 grams. And even peanut butter, a couple tablespoons, is 8 grams a day. So by incorporating protein at every single meal, this is a great way to make sure you're hitting your goals for the day. However, what we're reading, if you read the magazines, I'm sure you have, Melanie, you know, what's too much? We're seeing these ads with 60 grams of protein per serving, and too much protein is not good. I mean, it can increase the urinary loss of calcium. It can cause dehydration. It could be taxing on the kidneys. And also, believe it or not, it could increase body fat. I mean, it does contain 4 calories per gram. So we have to watch that as athletes, as just people, you know, taking in protein on a daily basis.
So what are these different types that we see? Are some better than another? So there's the animal sources of protein. You mentioned chicken, fish, meats. Then there's the vegetable sources of proteins, peanut butter, you know. What else? Almonds, you know, nuts have some protein in them. But what is whey protein, Jim? What is soy protein? Is that good, bad, indifferent for us? And casein, we're seeing it in everything. What is that?
So let's start off with soy. Soy is a good protein. It's not the best protein for building muscle, but it contains all the amino acids. It's great for vegetarians. It's a good source of protein, fiber, omega-3s. And, you know, the myth that it causes men to, you know, decrease their testosterone, it's just not true. So it's a good source of protein, not the best protein source, but this is something that can be in the diet, especially for vegetarians, for vegans. A lot of other people take in different types of proteins, such as pea protein, hemp protein, rice protein, egg protein. There's so many protein powders and sources out there for vegetarians and vegans. But the ones we're hearing the most about are casein and whey. I think they're both great. They both have different characteristics. Casein is a great protein. It's 80% protein in cow's milk. And the thing about, you hear about the casein protein, it releases into the bloodstream slow. So it has a steady flow of amino acids. And this helps prevent muscle breakdown. So this is great right before you go to bed or right during the day. It gives that constant slow level of amino acids into the bloodstream. However, for people that are lactose intolerant, they might have to find a better option than the casein protein. Melanie, you've been in the industry. What do you see out there as far as protein powders, and what are you hearing on your end?
Well, you know, people that tend to use protein powders, Jim, are, you know, seem to me to be muscle builders, people that want to add to their muscle building ability and add those amino acids, make sure that they're getting them. So to me, I always see those powders as a way to supplement a really intense weight training program, but people are using these powders in smoothies and in as ways to add whey and soy protein to their just normal diet.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see with women, a lot of people, women come up to me and say, oh, I don't want to take in that protein. I'll gain weight. And it's not true. A lot of the weight gainers, you will. But, you know, again, we saw the stats. There's a lower intake in the United States. So we do got to be careful of how much we take in. But it's recommended, you know, the body, and there's a kind of a number out there. And again, it affects how much weight you gain. But I wouldn't recommend any more than, for women, around 25 grams per meal. And for men, again, it all varies on the size of your body. You know, you're seeing these shakes up to 60 grams, way too much protein for the body to handle. And, you know, anywhere from maybe around 30 to 35 grams per meal. And, again, that's general factors. There's a lot that go into that. But what we're seeing on the scene right now is whey protein. Whey is a great protein, and there's two types. There's whey concentrate and there's whey isolate. Concentrate is about 70 to 80% protein. It has the rest of it is lactose and milk fat. It contains a lot of alpha immunoglobulins and lactoferrin, which can help with your immune system. So it's a really good protein. Then there's whey isolate. Whey isolate is the purest form of whey protein. It's about 90% protein. There's virtually 0.5 grams of lactose and just very little milk fat. So it's better for people that are lactose intolerant. It is a little bit more expensive. The only negative is the immune-boosting protein subfractions are actually taken out of them, where the whey concentrate is included in them. So if you look, a lot of proteins include whey concentrate, whey isolate, and casein all at once. You get the benefits of all of the proteins in one protein powder.
Does it matter when you eat them, Jim? We only have 2 minutes left, but if you eat protein before bed, does it then automatically turn to fat? Does it still help build up, muscles and things and organs in your body? What happens when you eat at night?
Yeah, at night, you know, the studies show that late night eating does not cause excess weight gain. Now, overeating late night causes excess weight gain. So if you're having a snack or, you know, you're working out late especially, it's okay to have maybe a protein shake or have, you know, some yogurt. And yeah, it's great. It can help out, especially when your body's at night, you're getting depleted. It can slowly release those amino acids into the bloodstream. Also, there's been some great studies on whey protein digesting around 20 grams, maybe about an hour within your workout, to increase muscle synthesis. And then, of course, you know, whey, casein, they're great proteins after your workout. So as far as nutrient timing with protein, it's key. And I would recommend, again, a protein at every single meal, breakfast, snacks, lunch, dinner. Make sure you're getting a slow amount of protein each meal, too. Make sure you're staying adequate in protein.
Last bit of best advice, 30 seconds, Jim, about protein, breaking it down, how much we need in our bodies.
Yeah, again, too much. If you see these ads, you know, 60 grams of protein, taking in 300 grams a day, way too much. Stick to those guidelines of 0.8 per kilogram body weight for just a general person if you're not doing any exercise. And for athletes, about 1.2 to 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight. And this is going to help to increase muscle. It's going to help to rebuild muscle. And also, don't forget those carbohydrates. We see these high-protein diets, and the carbohydrates you need because it will spare your protein. Sometimes a lot of people do the no carbohydrates, and it starts, you start using your protein for energy. And so make sure you're getting in your carbohydrates. You know, watch these very, very low-carbohydrate diets. And plus, it'll give you lack of energy, so you're not going to be able to push the weights as much as you do. So protein, again, number importance, and again, it's a vessel for other things such as zinc, such as iron.
It certainly is. It's so important, and it's really a great way to help build muscle and give you more energy. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay well.